We have Jacqueline Whitmore joining the show. Jacqueline, you're my hero. Thank you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jen.
Hey, Jacqueline. Thanks for being with us this morning, kitten.
Thank you.
So, Jacqueline,
no one's ever called me kitten before.
It's okay. I will. I won't if you don't want me to. But we were talking in our office this week. We're always looking around for fun ideas, informative, engaging ideas to talk about on the show. And we ran across you. There are more than, we're approaching the 300 million mark when it comes to cell phone users in this country. This month is dedicated to encouraging the increasingly unmindful core of cell phone users to be more respectful of their surroundings and those around them. So July is Cell Phone Courtesy Month. And Jacqueline, did you start this? Is this like a grassroots effort for you down in Florida?
I did, Jen. I started National Cell Phone Courtesy Month 9 years ago in an effort to help, like you said, to help educate these mindless cell phone users how to be more courteous on their cell phones. And now with texting being so prevalent, mm-hmm. I have an uphill battle.
You're going to have to start a new company, Jacqueline. But was there one thing that, obviously, you're marshaling your emotions here. I mean, you started this. Was there one thing that just pushed you to the brink, or...
Well, I've had a lot of things push me to the brink, and as I'm sure your listeners can attest to as well. But I am an etiquette expert, and so a lot of my students in my class were asking me, well, how do you handle this situation, or when do you need to turn off your cell phone, and when can you use it appropriately? But I couldn't find any tips out there. So now keep in mind, this was 9 years ago when cell phones were not as prevalent as they are today. So I just came up with some tips, and I submitted it to Chase's calendar of events, and they printed it in their directory, and away I went, and I just dedicated an entire month.
You mean, Jacqueline, you mean you came up with common sense?
I did. Can you believe that?
You know, we were talking off the air, and you know, I joke around with Jimmy. We've been together 3 years now as partners, and you know, we both have differing viewpoints on this issue. But I said, I don't want to sit here and bash him. You know, a lot of people tell me that I just need to get with the times or whatever, however you want to say that. But here's my point moreover to you, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but do you sometimes, I mean, you joked around, you said you've got an uphill battle, but don't you sometimes just pretty much feel that the ship has sailed?
That's what I
mean, with all due respect, I mean, we're done, aren't we? There are no rules. Everyone's rude. Everyone's boisterous. Everyone thinks you want to listen to them on their freaking phones.
They stay at the table during meals, you know?
Well, that's it. I mean, I think that we need to put people first and technology second. I mean, technology is both a blessing and a curse. Let's face it, it's made our lives much more efficient. But it also has made us... I wouldn't say technology has made us ruder. We just have become so self-absorbed as a society that we forget about other people, that we forget that cell yell is rude. We forget that talking in front of somebody we're having dinner with is rude. You know, there's a lot of different rules and regulations that we don't practice that are essential in you know, keeping us more courteous.
Jacqueline? Where are you in Florida?
Well, I'm in West Palm Beach.
Well, can I come and work for you if this doesn't work out for me? Because
I can
help you. I'm serious.
Well, it's interesting. I majored in broadcasting in college, and so it's clearly funny how my path took a different direction. So, yes.
Clearly you're far better than we have. But here, Jacqueline, can I leave you with this thought? I don't know if this will help you or not, but in our area, so I'm guessing that we're probably mirroring a lot of other trends in the country, but in the Chicagoland area, just so you know, we have new quiet trains. Could you imagine that, Jacqueline? People riding to and from the city for an hour don't want to listen to people on their cell phones. So we have quiet cars on our trains now. They sell out immediately. Every day they're full. Every single day.
So there's normal people out there.
And I think Amtrak's doing it now, too.
Well, I just read an article recently about how a woman was arrested because she was talking on her cell phone loudly on a quiet train. Apparently, she didn't realize she was in a quiet train.
Yeah.
So then there's that we have to to contend with.
So, Jacqueline, we have a website for you, etiquetteexpert.com. That's etiquetteexpert.com. We'd love to put a link to you on our website and up on Facebook, too.
Well, I sure appreciate that, and I will reciprocate.
You keep fighting the good fight, Missy.
Thank you very much.
You know what I picture? It's a big ship, and you have a little spoon trying to take little scoops of water out of there. God bless you for trying, but I don't know.
And Jacqueline, if you